few years back, I was on a road trip by myself. I was driving across about 3 different states to go home and visit my parents and some other family. I had made the trip a couple of times before since I had started living where I was. The drive took a total of about 7 hours, so I would do it all in one day, but it was still a really long drive. On the day that I left, I was able to get out of work a couple of hours early, which was nice. The drive went well for the most part. I stopped for gas a few times, and food as well. At about 9 p.m., I found myself around 2 hours away from my parents' house. My car was running low on gas, and I was running low on energy, so I pulled off the freeway for what would probably be my final stop. After I got off the freeway, I drove down a quieter road for maybe a mile before seeing a gas station. It was a 7-Eleven, and I pulled in and drove up to a pump. The gas station was very quiet, and nobody else was there that I was aware of. After filling my tank, I started walking inside to get an energy drink or something. When I was headed towards the door, I noticed that there was a man kind of standing in a darker area on the side of the building. I went inside and went to the drinks. I found something with some caffeine and then went over and paid for it. Nobody else was inside the store other than the employee. After leaving, I was heading back to my car, which was still at the pump. When I got inside, I cracked open my drink and took a few sips. I was casually looking around and drinking when I noticed the man who had been standing at the side of the building. He was suddenly walking over to me, and the way he was walking was really aggressive. Based on the fact that a random guy who had been standing around the side of a gas station was rushing towards me, I decided to leave. I quickly started up my car and began driving away. When I pulled out, the man was probably within 20 feet of me. I was happy to get out of there, but I noticed the man start running to the back of the parking lot of the gas station where a smaller, old-looking red car had been parked. I had assumed that car was the employee's. I saw the man get in, and I was now driving down off the road headed back for the freeway. The guy started speeding away, almost recklessly. He caught up with me rather quickly. And I hadn't been driving slow either, but I wasn't going to risk getting a speeding ticket. Now I was really concerned. I had no clue who this guy was. I was not aware of any reason at all for him to follow me. I soon merged back onto the freeway and started driving down it. The guy behind me was right on my tail the entire time. The freeway was pretty quiet, but there were a couple of other cars and trucks here and there. As I drove, I switched lanes a few times. The guy behind me would always copy me and do exactly the same. The following distance that he maintained the whole time was probably like one car length or so. It made me really uncomfortable. After driving on the freeway for probably 5 minutes, I decided to take an exit. I exited at the very last second, hoping it would confuse the man. When I did, the guy pulled off right behind me. I slowed down when I got up to a quieter street, and when I came to the stop sign, I thought the guy was going to crash into the back of me. I drove down another quiet road and passed by a gas station and a fast food restaurant that was closed. Now, I was in what looked like a quiet small town with lots of farmland nearby. I really didn't know exactly where I was. I turned at a random road and then turned again at another one a short time later. I didn't really know where I was going or what I was doing. I was just hoping that the guy would stop following me. Maybe if he realized that I knew he was following me and I was just going to keep turning all the time, he would give up. But the guy didn't seem like he wanted to do that. I drove around this random small city for like 10 minutes. The guy kept up behind me the entire time. I was about to turn around and go back to the freeway when I noticed something. I was driving on what appeared to be one of the main roads of the city that I was in. When I was driving down it, I noticed we were coming up on a police station. I saw some of the patrol cars parked in the parking lot, and I decided to pull in. I signaled to turn, and at first, the guy behind me did the same. But as I was pulling in, he suddenly veered around me and sped away, going straight instead. When I got into the parking lot, I saw an officer and figured I would tell him about what had happened. After speaking with him and letting him know, I went back on my way. The rest of the way home, I never saw the guy again. To this day, I don't know why he chose to follow me. I'm a female and a former 7-Eleven employee. I worked there 2 years ago for a span of about 6 months. During that time, I was finishing up my education. I mostly worked overnight shifts there, which were fine with me. Sure, being alone at nights is a little strange sometimes, but hardly anybody would come in. For the most part, it was easy. One night, I was working like any other. I sat behind the counter, going on my phone and listening to music. I had been alone, all by myself, with no customers, for probably an hour. A few people had gotten gas, but none of them came inside. The time was probably 2 o'clock in the morning. Then, I suddenly heard the door opening and saw a guy walking in. I hadn't seen a car pull in, and the gas station is not really at a location where people walk to. He walked in and came up to me at the counter. I said hi to him and asked him how I could help. The man asked me where the beer was, and I pointed to the back of the store where they were. We also had some cases sitting around, which I pointed out as well. The man looked around and then walked to the back of the store. I kept sitting there and then went back on my phone. A few minutes later, the man came back up to me at the counter. This guy was sort of tall and thin, was balding, and looked to be in his 40s or 50s. When he came back to the counter, he was not holding any beer. The guy said to me that he liked my tattoos and pointed to my arms. Then he just kind of stood there. I said thanks and asked if he needed help with something. The guy just stared at me for a second and then kind of wandered out of the store. He seemed a little bit off to me. And after he left, I just went back to minding my own business. I had a coworker coming in at 5 a.m., and I would be getting off at 6. Over the next hour, I only had one other customer come inside and pay for gas. At about 3 a.m., I suddenly noticed something out of the corner of my eye. It was coming from the window near the front door. When I looked, I saw the guy who had been inside earlier, who had seemed a little bit off. He was looking inside and pressing his face up against the glass window. The look on his face was rather disturbing and creepy. He was looking straight at me as well. I looked at him and then looked away. I wasn't amused by this. It seemed really weird. When I looked back over again about a minute later, he was still there. I tried to just ignore it, but then he started knocking on the window. This guy had to be crazy or something. I decided to get up and ask the man what he was doing and probably tell him to leave as well. I got out from behind the counter and walked over. I opened up the front door to the building, but as soon as I opened it, the man started sprinting away at what appeared to be full speed. He ran all the way past the road and out of my sight. Oh well, I thought, and went back inside to work, shaking my head. For the next few hours, things were peaceful and went on like normal. At 5, my coworker Alex showed up, and things were really easy then. And at 6, I was off for the day and could finally leave. When I was walking out to my car in the parking lot, I happened to notice the man again. He was standing kind of in the grass between the parking lot and the road. The guy was looking right at me. I hurried up and got inside my car and left. After I left, I called my coworker Alex and let him know about the guy, just to be aware. Luckily, the man didn't follow me out of the parking lot when I left or anything like that. Now, fast forward 2 days. I worked one of the 2 days and didn't come across the man or anything strange. But on the second day, I was hanging out with a few friends. There's a diner in town that we hang out at a lot. We're friends with the owner and their family, and my friends and I have been going there for years. I was there, sitting in a booth with 2 other friends. We were just hanging out, talking, and having some food. Out of nowhere, I happened to notice the guy who had been at the gas station. He was sitting by himself on the other side of the diner. The whole place wasn't very big. It had maybe like 10 booths and then seats at the diner. The guy was facing me, and I caught him staring. I told my friends about him and who he was. We weren't really sure what to do, though. I felt like the chances of this being a coincidence were really slim. But still, he wasn't bothering me and hadn't come up to me or anything like that, so I decided to just ignore it. The man never tried talking to me or anything. When I left, he didn't follow me outside either. For the next few days, the man was completely absent from my life, and that's the way I would have liked it to stay. But then came the last time that I saw the man. It was a typical work shift, and for 90% of it, everything went fine. I didn't see the guy, and had dealt with mostly normal customers. When my coworker Alex came in the early morning like he often did, he let me know that it looked like someone was messing around near my car in the parking lot. I walked over to the window and looked. That same guy was appearing to try and open one of my windows or something. It looked like he had some kind of tool as well. I opened the door and yelled out to him, asking what he was doing. The guy looked at me and then ran off down the street. It was so strange. I went over and looked, but luckily he hadn't broken in, at least not yet. After that though, I never saw the guy again. I only worked at the 7-Eleven for about another month after that. Gas stations in the middle of the night can be a weird place. A few months back, I was driving home from visiting some friends. I didn't time out the drive very well, and I found myself on the road at nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. I still had a ways to go, but I had lots of caffeine and was doing fine. When my car was starting to run out of gas, I decided to stop at the next place. I took an exit when I saw a sign that there would be a 7-Eleven at the next one. They're usually a good gas station, and I go there all the time. When I pulled in, there was another car getting gas and somebody else in the parking lot. I pulled up to one of the pumps at the south side of it, sort of far away from the building. I paid at the pump and then began fueling my car. As I stood near the car, the other person getting gas drove off. This revealed that there was just one guy now, and he was standing near some of the other gas pumps about 20 feet away, but there were no other cars there. About a minute into me fueling my car, I saw the man start to walk over and approach me. He had a beard and wore kind of baggy and dirty clothes. He walked right up to me, which made me a little bit nervous. When he reached me, he asked me if I had a cigarette he could borrow. I told the guy no. I didn't smoke, and even if I did, I certainly wasn't going to give him a cigarette right next to a gas pump. There are literally signs everywhere that say no smoking. The guy stood there looking at me for a moment or two after I had answered him. Then, he turned away and started walking. He walked back over to another pump as I continued to fill my tank, which always takes a long time. Then, out of seemingly nowhere, the man yelled something and punched a gas pump. It made a loud noise. He hit it a few times, which was really disturbing to see. Then, he angrily started walking over towards the convenience store. He got next to it, where they had rocks up against the building. The man proceeded to grab a few rocks in his hands and start throwing them in my direction. He missed badly with the first couple, but he started walking closer. I couldn't believe my eyes. I had no idea why he was doing this. I quickly stopped getting gas and got inside of my car. A rock actually hit my car after I had gotten back inside. I drove off with the man still firing rocks in my direction. When I was out of there and back on the road, I called the police to report him. I was afraid for whoever was working inside the 7-Eleven, or if anybody else would try to get gas there. They let me know that they would have an officer there shortly to check out the situation. I really hoped that nobody was hurt and everything was resolved. The man definitely seemed like he was on some sort of drugs. He certainly was not in his right mind. It's a pretty scary experience that I will never forget, and I hope the man and everybody else are okay. This story happened back when I was younger. I was about 10 or 11 at the time. During that time period, I lived with my parents in a smaller house near the city. We would often walk to a few stores or gas stations to get things. I would go with one of my older siblings a lot, and there were several places within walking distance. This was on July 11th, because on 7-Eleven, they used to give out free Slurpees. I'm not sure if they still do or not, but my older sister asked me if I wanted to go with and get one. Of course, I said yes. We walked there down the sidewalk, which took maybe 10 minutes. It was sometime in the afternoon, maybe even the early evening if I remember correct. When we arrived, I went straight for the Slurpees, and my sister did as well. There were a few other people all around inside, and I had to wait for somebody else to get a Slurpee. My sister and I got them, and then my sister went to the back of the store to go look at something else. I went to go see if there were any good snacks that I wanted, so I went in a different aisle. When I was there, a woman started walking down that aisle. She was holding a small dog. As she approached, she noticed me looking at the dog. It was one of those dogs that's extremely small. She asked me if I liked her dog, and I said yes. I thought it was really cute. The woman then asked me if I would watch her dog for a minute while she used the bathroom. I said that I would, and the woman then asked me if I could actually watch it outside. She said that the dog sometimes didn't like to be held by strangers, and she didn't want to get in trouble for walking it around inside. It seemed fine to me, and I said yes. We both then walked outside of the building. The woman started walking over to a small grass area that was next to the 7-Eleven building. The area was really small, but I guess was a good place for the dog to walk around. Before we got there, though, there was this van parked in the last parking space before the grass area. A man was standing in front of it. He suddenly reached out and grabbed me as I was passing by. He held both of my arms, and the woman then told me to get inside of the van. The side door to it was already open. I didn't want to, but the man was much stronger than me and was pushing me in the direction of it. Everything was happening really fast, and I didn't know what to do. It was then that I heard my sister's voice. She was basically yelling and screaming and told them to let me go. This caught the attention of two other people nearby, and they started to look over. The guy finally let me go then. Him and the woman's attention now shifted to trying to get away. I ran back over to my sister, who was just outside the front door of the 7-Eleven, as the man and woman got inside the van and sped off. I remember somebody yelling to call the police as they sped off, and another person yelling to get the license plate number. My sister and I went back inside and waited until the police got there. My parents were called and came down and picked us up after we were done answering questions. It was a really scary experience. Luckily, the man and woman were both located later in the day. I still can't believe that I was almost kidnapped. Every time I think about it, it gives me the creeps.